Movies About Girls podcast proudly presents Hits from Hell, the bonus bi-weekly edition, your guide to the worst songs of all time as chosen by the cast and listeners of the Movies About Girls podcast. And now, here he is, straight from the abyss, the best worst DJ to ever ruin a party, the great and terrible Mike Bishop.
Somebody done sprung a leak, and there's people getting killed, and all kinds of crazy shit going on. Now, we're down here to find out what the fuck's going on, and it's possibly because of any one of these songs that I'm about to play for you today. We're gonna get right to it, because last time I was kind of long-winded and was told to shut the fuck up. That's what I was told. I said, shut the fuck up. You're talking too much, you stupid bitch. And I can't believe it's not butter. I'm just saying. That's what I was told. I couldn't fucking believe it's not butter. And shut the fuck up. So, whatever. Hey, it's all about the songs. Because they're hits from hell. And I'm here to play it for you. The first song is your call. It's by a band called the Beatnik Turtles. You can find them at beatnikturtles.com. They release a song every day of existence. A song every day. And you can download your song, and you can stream every song that they have, and it's ridiculous. Now, some songs are funny, silly, whatever, you know there's bound to be some shit songs in there, but this one I found, which was in between good and bad, the title was funny, so I thought it was appropriate to play here. Now, it's up to you whether this song is good or bad, I don't know. They don't have videos, they just have songs. Go to beatnikturtle.com today to check them out. This is not a promo for them. I'm just telling you, if you like it or you hate it and you want to tell them about it, go there and figure out what to do. I'm not your mama, and I'm not going to hold your fucking hand through this whole bullshit. I don't even know. So here they are with Beatnik Turtle and Porn on My Computer! Woo!
Basement for that. computer. Don't you know that it keeps track of where you've been at? It goes without saying you're no longer welcome in my house. It took hours to try and explain all this stuff to my wife. Didn't reset the parental controls on my browser. So now my kids have been screwed up and scarred for life. With the furries and fatties and girls with gold baddies and midgets and tough girls galore. With sex dolls and dildos and stuffed armadillos and ready for soft and hardcore. And I could go on, but enough is enough. Why in the world did you bookmark that stuff on my new?
Everybody, it was born on my computer. 365 songs a year. That's a lot of fucking songs. When most record groups only produce maybe two. I'm just saying. It's just fucked up to me. I don't even know. Fucking ass clown motherfuckers. So, what I thought we would do today on Hits from Hell is recap some of the songs that you may have heard on Movies About Girls Hits from Hell segment, where I will play the entire song of said selection of worst songs played on their show. Now, next week we will get back to your selections from the message board, which I greatly appreciate everyone posting and continue to post. Who knows, maybe I'll have a giant fucking episode where I play a whole bunch of fucking songs that are horrible from hell. And then I will destroy your earlobes, never to be heard of music again. That's what it says on the card. This motherfucker better get his shit together, because I ain't even gonna put up with this. You mother... See? Now I'm going against what I said before was, I'm not gonna talk, but... What I gotta say is, it's fucking bring your locusts to work day. Now, locusts are fucking scary anyway. And it's bring your locusts to work day down here. And I just fucking seen a locust walking a person. That, it was the locust, I swear he was 8 feet tall. And he was pretty scary. I don't even know what the fuck that was all about. Anyway, I thought I'd play the songs from the show that you may only hear a few seconds of. I'll play the whole fucking song here, because why? It's just from fucking hell, bitches. All right, we're going to kick it off with Mama Love Tequila. Right now.
Mama Love Tequila. Mama Love Tequila. Better than I'm
Price of admission into hell to retrieve that one for you. All up in your grill. Now, the next song, I don't even know how the fuck to pronounce it. It's so fucked up. When you listen to it, you can listen to it backwards and it sounds the same backwards as it does. I'm serious. Sounds the same backwards as it does forwards. Put it in your mixer and then mix it the other way, and I'm not responsible for what happens to you or any of your loved ones after that happens. Next song is Red Sovine by Teddy Bear. What is it? Wait, is it? I got it back. Sorry. I have a really bad case of dyslexia today. Yes, dyslexia can come and go. It happens. Get a look. Tom Cruise says it's a legitimate thing. So therefore, would just, you know what? Got it. Look, the next song is Teddy Bear by Red Sovine. I hope you enjoy it, because I sure as hell did not enjoy.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, because this hot load of freight is just going to have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, Tucker, I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
So fine with Teddy Bear. All right. That is some anti-rock for your ears. You motherfuckers better fucking close the fucking window. You're fucking pissing me off. You fucking asshole. They put my studio booth right next to a fucking highway while I was sitting in here during that last song. This is fucking ridiculous. So now it sounds like there's cars driving by the booth. This is a bunch of bullshit, along with it's fucking hot down here. Now if you continue to listen to the episode, the last song will be a treat for everyone. But until then, the next song is the Frugal Gourmets with Satan's Blood. That's scary.
You drank of the chalice of Satan's blood. You know you drank of his blood. And now you shall pay for your sins. Satan hates his goddamn guts. You drink his blood. You drink his blood. You know you drank of his blood. Well, you're going to come out with a blood. You goddamn transvestite! You drink of the chalice of Satan's blood! Goddamn you, Charles Manson! Goddamn you! Goddamn you, Charles Manson! Why you go out and wear a bra? A nice pair of panties to go nice with your child murders! Freak you, I'll kill you, you goddamn bastard! I'll kill you! Kill you, you fucking nugget! Natural air, come on, freak you, I kill you, goddamn that's it, you star, you pork pucker! Take a look at Satan's blood! Take a look at Charles and Satan's blood! Drink of the chalice of Satan's blood. Woo! You wear a bra and you're proud of it too.
What the fuck was that? Now I'm totally confused now. That song just scrambled every thought I had ever. And there's a hit center field. What? No, I'm okay. I'm trying to announce the next song. Those fuckers. Ooh, I just threw up a little bit in my mouth there. That was kind of gross. Ooh, that was also gross. Okay, I got it out of my system. I'm good. Thank you for caring. We're gonna try to soldier on here. The next song is by Leona Anderson. I can't figure out whether she has vermin in her pants or in her room. Maybe you can tell me which. The name of the song is Rats in My Room, but it kind of sounds like she's saying pants. And she's having a good time with it. Unfortunately, it is not pleasurable to listen to. Although she may have vermin in her pants, I can't tell which. So here it is, Leona Anderson with Rats in My Room. Oh yeah. Gone to new lows with rats in my room. I don't even know. There was some rats and then cats and then there was a room. I mean, that, you wouldn't have that problem if you just cleaned up a little bit. You wouldn't have that problem with rats. You just clean up a little bit and you'll be alright. This fucking highway. This motherfucker. God, you son of a fuck! Get the fuck out of here! You fucking shithead! Fucking ass clown motherfuckers! Ah! Son of a bitch! They want to move me right next to the fucking highway from hell. It's fucking annoying. I'm really not happy about this. So our last song of the show is a very special Hits from Hell. This song was made especially for this show and other shows like it. This is, in fact, the very first song from Mike Fisher and the Streakers. made especially from Hits from Hell, directly from Hell, created and written and sung all by the Streakers. Not to be confused with me, which is also very confusing at the same time. So, without further ado, you may have heard this song on the Movies About Girls podcast, but you only heard 45 seconds of it. We're going to hear all 7 excruciating minutes on the show if you can make it to the end. Good luck, and I'll catch you on the other side. Mike Fisher and the Streakers with Quit Playing With Yourself!
This one time, when I was in gym class in junior high school, I had a gym teacher. He said, don't shake it more than twice, or else it looks like you're playing with yourself.
Don't shake it more than twice, or you're playing with yourself.
You're playing with yourself. You're playing with yourself. Playing with yourself. Playing with yourself. Pull the trigger. Playing with yourself. Stop playing with yourself. You're playing with yourself.
Stop playing. Don't play with yourself in the bathroom. That's a bad idea! You gonna play with yourself in the bathroom?
You better go in and doll and make sure nobody else is in there!
Cause then you're masturbating! Oh, masturbating!
Oh, you're masturbating! You stupid asshole! Masturbate in the gym like a room! You dummy! You are a dummy! Don't play with yourself in the bathroom! Now it equally applies.
Now my story equally would apply to girls that go to the bathroom. My suggestion would be not to wipe more than twice, or else I would think that would be considered playing with yourself.
Don't wipe more than twice, or you're playing with yourself.
Playing with yourself. Don't play with yourself in the bathroom stall, cause that's gross. Don't play with yourself. Don't play with yourself, although it's kinda hot. Don't play with yourself. It's gross in the bathroom stall. People peed on the seat, probably threw up in there. Don't play with yourself.
Don't play with yourself in the bathroom stall. Do it at your house in your bed. Because that is masturbating.
You're masturbating.
Masturbating. Look out. Look out. Look out. Don't play with yourself, bitches. You're gonna hurt you. You're gonna bump your eye out. You're gonna put it out. Don't put your, you put your eye out. You grow bearded hands, hair on your hand. Wow, that's gross. You done played with yourself too much. You went cross-eyed. You're gonna go blind, you stupid ass.
You got caught by the gym teacher.
You're gonna go in the other bathroom and play with yourself. Get out of the locker room
and
go play with yourself in the regular bathroom. You're gonna play with yourself. Play with yourself.
Play with yourself.
Look out! Somebody's coming in! Get the fuck out of here! Where's the window, motherfucker? You're trapped like a fucking rat in the fucking bathroom stall with a fully erect in your hand. That is wrong. You played with yourself too much, you moron. Now you have to go to class How are you going to deal with this for the rest of the day? Because you play with yourself! You play with yourself!
Bells of hell toll for thee, that means it's time to go. Mike Fisher and the Streakers, everybody, with Quit Playing With Yourself. Hopefully, we will not hear any more from them, ever. But we probably will. Because it's so bad, we gotta play it. That's the rules. Look, if you have your own song, we'll play it here. If you find a song, we'll play it here. Post it on the message board at killerreviews.com. Go to the forums, go to the Movies and Bob Girls forums, go to Hits from Hell, and post your song, and we'll play it here, live on our show. And if it is truly bad enough, it may even get airtime on Movies and Bob Girls, which is the parent podcast to this podcast. This is just a bonus episode in Movies and Bob Girls, because we love you. I'm just saying. So, that's it for another show from hell. It's been fucked up with locusts and hell highways and bells that toll for thee and shit and all kinds. And I gotta get the fuck up on out of here today. This is fucking crazy. You can catch us at moviesaboutgirls.com. moviesaboutgirls@gmail.com is our email address. You can go to killerreviews.com, go to the forums, and post your hits from hell today. But hey, you know what? Just fucking download the show and listen to them all. That's what I'm saying. Because if you miss one, you're going to miss out. And then you may not understand what Jet Spaghetti is. I'm just saying. So, until next time, I'm the Streaker. For Movies About Girls podcast, this is, has been, fucking, we're ending this shit up. Let's end it up already. Fuck this bullshit. We're getting the fuck out of here. This has been Hits from Hell. I'm the streaker. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. And good night.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Hit me.
Patrol on a gas patrol. Foes who wanna make sure his cast is closed. Rap critics who say his money cash holds. He's from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you want her hoes, you can zap the toes. You can celebrate in the minute you was having dough. Well, fuck critics, you can kiss a whole asshole. You don't like the lyrics, you can press fast forward. On the radio, if we don't play their show, they don't play our hits, we don't give a shit. So, all these bags trying to use our ass, so advertisers can give them more cash on rap.
Trunk is wrong. In the rearview mirror is the motherfucking law. I got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to know how to chase the day. Plus I got a few dollars I can fight the day. Pull over to the side of the road, I heard.
Son, do you know what I'm stopping you for?
Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's still low. Do I look like a mind reading sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I get the mo?
Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. License and registration is the bat of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, know a lot of you are.
I ain't stepping out of shit, all my paper is shit.
Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit?
Well, my glove compartment is not filled with the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that.
Aren't you sharp as a tack? Give me some type of law or something, somebody important or something.
I ain't past the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when the canines come.
I got 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Wait. Pull one out.
The dart, man. Got a fucking dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
Fucking ass clown, motherfuckers.
Okay, girlies, it's hot out here, and I'm really sick of looking at all of you. So let's get out of here.